putting together kind of like a list of vendors at the moment of like what production house is going to take care of this. Also doing my like individual recommendations of talent as well. So I'm putting together a deck so I can give it to my lead producer so she can, you know, get down and dirty and get to work. But yeah, man, we're here at the company I'm working at, man. We're doing a product, a new product in Vail. It's a wearable in-ear headphones, bro. That's gonna fucking change the game, at least for us. So it's a pretty big campaign and product push that we're trying to hit Asia at the moment. But yeah, bro, what you been up to, man?
Nice. How long you been working on that? Because I remember you cooking this off around what, 6 months ago or something like that.
Yeah, bro. So initially, like, I started the process, the whole concept. I designed the whole concept like 6 months ago. It got approved and everything, but it kind of hit a wall because of budget and like allocation of like how we can activate this campaign. We got a new VP of marketing and you know, she picked it up. You know, she saw it at her table. She was like, "Yo, you know, why the fuck are we not doing this shit? You know what I mean? Like, let's get ready for it." So, you know what I mean, we had a whole fucking rollout plan a couple of days ago, and you know, she's like, "You know, it's back. You know, it's back to business. Like, let's get this done as soon as possible." I guess you know, Asia is it's kind of a big target right now, bro. So, and Asia, especially China, they love their in-ear headsets, you know. So we're trying to aim for China again because it feels like every company that I know of, like, they're losing China. I guess the economic, some shit with like economics or something like that, man. But yeah.
That's what's up, though, bro. Do you manage to find like any parallels when kind of building the brand and advertising campaigns in the corporate world versus like when you're trying to get jiggy with your own stuff and like Eric Marquez has his own separate brand? Is there any like similarities to the both?
Yeah, man. Fucking like, I feel, you know, it's just like, it's, you know, it's like when you sharpen that knife, man. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you stay, like, as long as I stay practicing, like this. But let me think about that, bro. Like, that's actually an interesting question. You know what I mean? Like, I bet it does. I bet somehow it does. Like subconsciously. You know what I mean? It helps me out. But I think that there's a pattern here, right? Like every photographer that I choose, you know, like, has to have this sort of a, like, aesthetic of my liking. And a lot of that is like these, like, you know, almost like this cinematic, you know, undertones of like highlights and shadows. So like, that's always behind my head. You know what I mean? And like, a lot of my approach is just like conceptually, like, it's always like in a surrealistic form. So every time I do a campaign, I'm always trying to like hit some fantasy type shit, you know what I mean? And a lot of that work, that fantasy where you can like kind of see it in my own personal body of work, where, like, you know, I have elements, like right now I'm doing this like eyeball shape, you know, like figure, like you know, character with like a fucking snapback and some like lokes, some glasses, you know what I mean? And like coming out as STEM. So it's like, it's always surrealistic in a way. Yeah, man.
Nah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Because it really stems down to like your philosophy as a creative, as a designer. It's like, that's why the corporate are trying to tap the world. That's why they employ you, right?
Exactly.
But for your individualism and for you to bring your character to the table. So I find it a little hard when you are working like corporate style and it's like they've employed you for your uniqueness, but then it's hard to push that difference, that point of difference, and kind of lead them down a path less traveled. It's like hard to go against the bristle or go against the grain. But you've been tapping in lately, my boy. You've been going in with the oil paintings. And I'm excited for you to to release them and kind of release them as a package, not just as individual paintings, kind of as, put your brand in a market in it and your and a campaign together for yourself, because I think that's important.
Not exactly, man. I've been fucking diving in the last couple weeks. I think I found like the first 2 months of like getting started with the oil painting. I was trying to find my kind of like my signature or, but I was literally just exploring, bro, exploring different mediums. You know what I mean? And like I feel like now I have this motif that I can express in a lot of ways, right? So right now I'm working on my biggest canvas yet. It's a 3 meter wide canvas, bro, like 3 meters by 160 cm, and it's one of the biggest things I've done, as far as like physical medium, like paint on paper type shit. Like it's the biggest shit. I have the concept down. I'm gonna get jiggy with it on Saturday. I'm gonna start on Saturday. It's gonna be a lot of layers of paint, a lot of layers of materials, and then I'm gonna use that motif, the essay, right on top. So it's gonna be a collaboration piece between me and my brother Steven. Oh fuck! I
Oh
just burned his name.
yeah.
I just burned his name. We gotta bleep that out, bro.
Yeah.
Homie don't like. He's a graffiti artist. You know what I mean? So I can't be saying his government name out there like that. But me and him.
I'll send the edit over to you but to get bleepy, bro, because
Fuck.
you can do that post-production kind of stuff, my boy.
Yeah, bro. I'm a multidisciplinary motherfucker.
It's been nice as well lately, just sending over different documentaries and short films and just tapping into different artists from all around the world, whether they're LA based, or they're from a different time, and just kind of, sinking in and allowing it to seep in all the different intel we can get from YouTube alone. I find like autobiography like really, really just helpful, even more helpful than like a self-help kind of book. Like when you can just kind of take in someone's life or where they're at right now and see how they're kind of navigating and maneuvering, creating art, it's definitely mad inspiring.
Yeah, so you've been diving in. Did you check out that video I sent you, Jacob? I think Jacob Culture.
Jacob
Might be.
Coach is different with it.
Yeah,
He's
bro.
going crazy. That was one of the most inspiring like films I've seen in a minute. I definitely watched it 2, 3 times. I had to shout the boy on IG and just hit him off and told him like this shit's mad inspiring. And yeah, no, I love that. I recommend that to any creatives tapping in to today. To we'll put the link in
Yeah, we gotta put the link in.
description for sure.
Yeah, this probably like what I love about the video. Well, I love about him, man, as an artist. Like, I don't know. Like, I low key see myself in him. Him being from L.A. Like even his style.
Right,
Yeah, I mean,
no Diddy. No
and then like,
Diddy.
but not only just him being from L.A., but like him having a 9 to 5. He worked for the city of L.A. You know what I mean? He was like doing the fucking pipes and the sewers, and then he'll get back up and say, all right, it's time to paint now. You know what I mean? Like that for me is like the discipline that you gotta have to like work a strenuous job and then get back to the studio and paint. And also he's married as well, so he's juggling like a lot of things, like marriage, fucking his art, and his 9 to 5 work. You know what I mean? So I don't know, that for me that was super inspiring, and that's kind of why I fucking gravitated like to that video. And I knew you were gonna like it as well, bro, so that's why I shot it.
Definitely. It's like whether it's like culture or Sloan or whoever the artist is, it's like authenticity is the largest and most valuable currency as an artist. It's like to be able to be super transparent with the process, or not even it has to be the process, but more just like who you are as a person and what the art is like that's what these people have in common. Like, they're unapologetic to their truth, you know, and like
Exactly.
truth is a pathless land, isn't it? So it's like there's no right way to go about it. You just gotta unleash that.
That's facts, dude. Speaking about like inspiration and shit like that, like in the last couple of weeks, bro, like has anyone or something like inspired you recently?
In a creative way, or it's in a life way?
No, in a creative way. In a creative way.
A creative way.
Anyone that you like discovered or some shit like that?
Well, individual wise, definitely. Who was that Asian don that you sent over? Who's
Bro, I
from
was
New
about to say
York?
that too. Martin Wang.
Yeah, I really
Yeah,
got
he's
into.
cold with it, bro.
He's cold. He's cold. I liked, yeah, I like, you know, I like tapping into the old cats as well and just seeing how they was getting into it. But his attention to detail, his full embodiment of the work, from like turning his living space into his studio to like, you know, when they pulled out them paintbrushes that had them wasp nests of oil
Yeah.
paint connected to them, you could just feel the life coming off of
Yeah.
them. But yeah, that cat was definitely inspiring. And in terms of not people but things, just I guess just AR. I've been on a little AR, like augmented
Really?
reality connection, human connection. Yeah, that's been inspiring me lately, like where that can be taken. What about you?
You said it, man. Martin Wong, man. I seen his work. I seen his work a few years ago, but I didn't know who he was. I know who his name until this video popped up on YouTube. I clicked on it. I watched the whole thing, and I was like, "Fuck!" It's like this guy's insane. You know what I mean? And the way he also collaborates with graffiti artists. And you know, and does this thing, but like my favorite part of it all is like he uses like what he sees, like a mundane object. For example, I think he has like it's almost like a 4 meter wide painting, bro, of like a gate. Like you know those front gates that people like roll down to like lock the shop up. Like just that alone, bro. Like for me, it's like, yo, that's crazy. Like, and then all the textures and layers of paint that he has on top of it almost looks like an actual door. You know what I mean? Like a gate door.
It definitely looks like a door, and there's so much detail and like it's crazy. But what I also loved was the process of them stretching
Oh
that
yeah.
work. It was insane. Like when a gallery actually gets to work and they get busy, like they pay homage to the work and they treat it of its value. Like four people just carefully like walking a canvas stretcher that's not even got the work in yet, but they're treating it like it's a bit like I love that. Like
Me
the
too. Yeah,
artwork
that's
gets
pretty good,
respected. It gets so much respect,
bro.
which is nice.
They touch that motherfucker like it's a baby, bro. You know what I mean? It's like, yo.
Yeah, they definitely stretched that canvas properly, which I was liking that. But yeah, you need to tap into some of these galleries out there in Sweden and Malmo as well, because it's that thing about like living in a big city
Yeah.
like London, New York, or something, or LA, versus like living in, you know, a smaller city like
Yeah.
Gothenburg or Malmo. It's like there might be fewer opportunities, but there's also fewer competition, and not even competition, but just fewer people going at the same door, you know. And so it's like you can definitely use kind of Europe in general now that you're getting the little green card,
Nah,
little
not
stamp
even,
of
bro. I'm becoming
approval.
a citizen, dude.
That's what I mean. You be,
Ain't no
I mean,
green card, dog. That's a
you
straight
are
motherfucking
starting.
passport.
Yeah, you are starting to look a bit Swedish.
Hey, don't say that,
You
bro.
started,
It'll come at me like
you
that, see?
started, bro, you started acting Swedish a long time ago, but now the look,
I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm gonna be honest. I did soften up a little bit. I did soften up.
Bro,
I did get poached. I got poached, bro.
you got poached, my
Yeah, I got simmered out here, dude. Yeah, definitely, man. It's a slower way of life, definitely out here in Sweden. Like compared to LA. Like LA was fast, but I was always on the go. On the board, motherfucking stick, whatever it was, man. I was always on the go. Also not only physically, but mentally as well. You know what I mean? But here it's kind of like to be fair, man, like being out here in Sweden, like I tapped in even I tapped in way more than I ever did when I was living back in LA. Like LA, that's my roots, you know what I mean? It rooted me, seeded me. But I just feel like, like here in Sweden, bro, it's just so quiet that you can tap into a lot of things, and if you really want to, so and like also, now I'm doing my fucking art, and that's coming out pretty nicely, bro. So hopefully by the end of the year, man, I'll have a nice collection of body of work that I can showcase out here in Sweden or even in Copenhagen. I actually want to aim for CPH, bro. Like I feel like CPH reminds me of like an Amsterdam or London, but in a smaller scale. You know what I mean? Like there's like you know what I mean? Like here, Malmo is cool, bro. It's a small town. I don't know. I just don't feel like, who knows? Maybe it'll work, but I just don't feel like, there's room for me out here in the way that I want to express, in the way that people, like, I want people to take in. But I guess that's just me having this preconceived idea, bro. Like if someone gives me a chance out of Malmo, like to exhibit, like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it. But I got some pluggies on CPH, so I kind of broke down my year, right? So like from now on, from now to the end of summer, just developing my work. And then by the end of summer, I want to, hit that PR, start hitting up galleries. You know what I mean? See if I want to showcase my stuff. See if they want to represent the motherfucking boy. But until then, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna be doing work, bro. I'm back on the grind, homie.
Yeah, now you've definitely had a creative coming of age over the last like 6 months for sure. You know, the boy is turning into a man.
The voice answer,
Turning.
man. I'm also turning 36 this year, bro.
I hear you. He's a 30
Homie's always like,
come true.
yeah.
But it's good because it's like the art years almost come like dog years, you know, in this age shit. You know, it's like you can come of age at like 14, 18, whenever you leave the nest.
Definitely,
Whenever
bro.
you leave the nest. But when it comes to art, it's like you might only just find your voice or find your perspective, you know, at any time really. And it can be triggered by anything. So it's nice when you catch a little flow, but then you're able to zoom out and start, you know, putting together a wall board. You know, when you start putting together actually how you're gonna I don't know, to me presentation is part of the art, you know. And depending where you want to take it or who you want to reach with it, or where you want that expression to live, it's so important to be able to get creative with that part of the process too.
Wow. What do you mean, like, elaborate more on like presentation?
So like if we look at it in terms of graffiti artists, right? Or like a contempt, we'll start with graffiti artists. It's like, yeah, you can just like throw some tags on your sketchbook, but there comes a point where you want to like get on top of that bridge, or you want to like, you know, hit that wall down there, or you want to hit a park, or you want to tag somewhere up, and you've now got to put in some work that is separate from the actual piece of art. You've now got to commute there or climb something, or do these other things as part of the process. And if that's in terms of contemporary art, you've now got to stretch the canvas and then work out where you're going to place the art. placement of the artwork's important in any medium. Same if it's digitally, or the corporate stuff that you do, they've got now got to place it, they've got to market it, and they've got to show it. And they have other people to do that. But when you're a fine artist or you're an artist by yourself, don't sleep on that. Actually attack it with like, okay, where do I actually imagine this, and where do I want to give birth to this? You don't want the artwork to be a stillborn. You want it to actually grow and live. So you got to like do your best to place it.
Like refine it pretty much, huh? Like
Not refine the actual works, but actually, we're checking out culture. We didn't just check culture out in his studio. He was exhibiting it. And how did he do that? He definitely brought that to fruition, but he still had the job to go and he had a wife, but he definitely turned up to that meeting with the gallery. He definitely headhunted so and so and made those connections and put together his identity as a person, as an artist. He refined himself, not just refine the actual work. So that's kind of what I mean in terms of
No, that's making sense though.
taking yourself as an artist and creating who you wanna be and giving your artwork the pedestal that it deserves.
Yeah, 100%. Like what, how do you think Martin Wong went about like packaging this stuff? Because it feels, for me, it feels like that motherfucker was just doing art, just locked away. He was just locked away in his apartment, bro, just doing art. He didn't even have like a storage facility. Like all his works was just like laying around. And, you know what I mean? He didn't even care what happened to his works.
I don't know because I feel like his work was almost like how word of mouth kind of works because he worked in the communities because when he got his first exhibition, he was then working in a gallery to show other art graffiti works, and then every time he sold a painting, he like put that work back into the community by spending it on other artists' works and things like that, so that he became this kind of he became this kind of decimal point. Like he was that point in between. He didn't need to be I'm this, I'm that, but I'm always in between. So he's helping this artist or doing that or exhibiting his work, but I'm sure he acquired some kind of space downtown Soho or something that was like showing some works or something.
Yeah, I think he was tapped into the community, is what it, like how you, what you said too. You know what I mean? Like he was just doing communal stuff as well. Like,
Being at service creatively, like connecting those dots, and that is like that alone is him doing works outside the work. He weren't just a hermit. Like this guy had a reputation, right?
For sure.
He built his name up, and that's the thing. It's like building your name up as an artist. But then you got some people like Kors and things like that where it's like, I don't know, it kind of feels like them well, they themselves is detached as a brand. Like that obviously he has himself, but we know Kors, and 9 times 10 people don't know what Kors looks like or where it come from, but they like that shit.
Because I feel like, I don't know, maybe that can be like one of the things that divides artists from like amateur artists from professional artists, right? It's just like that level of, packaging the work, the execution at the end, right?
Yeah, because you got to have a le level of chest, a little level of confidence to say, to like champion and trophy your own work. And that's the difference between anything, whether it's surfing, skating, chefing, like you become professional at it, not only when you get paid for it, but when you actually give it the respect of like, I do this thing or like, here's my skills. Have a look at my skills. I'm not afraid to show you my skills. That's the kind of energy that turns it from a hobby to like, I actually do this thing.
That's facts, bro.
is being like, yeah, not ashamed of like what your skill set is or the level you're at, but just having the confidence to be like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's kind of doing the works like a disservice or coming across disingenuous if like you're not happy with the works you're doing, you know. But like obviously anything's a hobby, isn't it? Anything, you know, playing a sport or whatever, you might just genuinely love it. You might just love painting. Like when me and my son are painting, like he ain't thinking about how am I getting this in the gallery. You know, he's just expressing, he's just chopping, and that's calm. And that's the one. That's full life expression, and that's life force just being creative. But when you have a passion for something and you start wanting to touch lives with the works, and you kind of start throwing a bit of respect on the works as its own individual entity, and you're just like its parent. You're just like, I take responsibility for it, and I want to put you in the best possible position to thrive. And once I let you go, you go. So you're just trying to like trying to parent the artworks that you give birth to.
Dude, this shit is really sporting, huh? It's just like, you know, like when, like for example, like when you want to take sport, like a sport, like actual sport serious, like a, let's say a footballer or a baseball player, and in this case, a baseball player, right? It's like, you know, you go to, you know, little league, and then you think you're good. You know, you play high school baseball, and you feel pretty good about it, right? It's like, all right, so now I want to level up. But like, what's the next challenge? Now it's college. You play college ball, and you know you're doing pretty good there as well. And you're feeling that, you know, and like it's a passion of yours. You fucking live and breathe it. So and then like you're looking for the next challenge, right? So it's like, what's the next challenge? You know what I mean? Like let's go, let's do it. Now it's like amateur ball, and then it's like you're leveling up, and from there, amateur ball is the major leagues, right? So it's just like it has to be, like you have to find the process and the journey, like you have to enjoy that shit, man. You know what I mean? You have to enjoy the journey and the process, because if you're not enjoying it, like I don't think you'd be able to take it that serious in a way that we're talking about being a professional artist. Or I'm not saying like amateur or like your work is amateur looking. I'm just saying like I guess we're talking about like the end result, right? The packaging. And I mean that's what makes it different
Or
between an
just that
amateur and
being
a
a
professional.
being a creative in general. I was talking like, you know, being a professional to get paid to do something creative. So whether that's like you're employed as a graphic designer, like you're a professional artist, realistically. Depends if we're talking about, okay, a fine artist that's represented by this gallery, you know, I don't know. That's I don't know that, you know what I'm saying? Or it's commission based or whatnot, but like if you're employed, someone's deploying your skills to make money, whether that's self-employed or if that's like for a corporation, whether that's graphic design, whether that's illustration, whether that's branding, creative direction, art direction, whether that's a chef, however that might look, however creative that is, there is that form of like exercise, and this is a sport, you know, this is creative, but this is like, how do I keep it fresh? How do I keep my muscles in tune? What's the right nutrition mentally that's gonna keep these ideas from drying up? You know what I'm saying? You gotta take that shit a bit serious, and it's different than when you're in school doing a little school project because you're not trying to feed your kids, you know, you're not trying to like take your family on holiday or change people's lives. But when you're actually trying to change these people's lives, you gotta knuckle up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get serious and be like, yo, I'm trying to get better and better. And like, how can I do that?
Yeah, you put that really well, man.
Nah, I appreciate that, bro. I definitely get inspiration from your journey, whether that's like doing that, doing your solo works and developing that, or just like the progress you've made in the court world, like shit, that's all creative, don't you? And you're making it work. You know what I'm saying? You're raising Nova, you're doing your thing, so it's proper.
Yeah, definitely, man. I do find passion. That's why. Like, I find it fun. You know,
Right, right,
I
right.
guess if I wouldn't find it fun, I'd be a different thing, but I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, like if he was working just whatever right now, you know what I'm saying? He was working in retail, but that, or he was working in construction and coming home doing the art, it would be more glaringly obvious to you that you'd be like, no, I'm literally doing this thing to support my other passion, which is art. But like, you're in a crazy predicament, bro. You're in a crazy position where it's like you're a full-time artist, but you just divide half onto the, you know, working for another person and half on your own stuff.
Exactly,
Like, that's a
bro.
luxury, bro. That's a luxury. So a lot of other people, it's like they're just going to like work in finance, but really they're like mad creative, and they gotta just like, you know, they haven't
Definitely.
got as much time to exercise that.
Definitely, man. You know, and I took it for granted like the first years of my career in the corporate world. You know, and I mean, well, maybe I didn't take it for granted. Maybe I just didn't know. You know what I mean? I was still developing myself in the corporate world, and you know, trying to climb that corporate ladder. You know what I mean? And I got to a place where now I'm an art director. You know, like building campaigns, building like photographic. You know, like strategies and all this, man, and to now bring that into my own personal, like my own personal brand. You know, I told myself like I put in the work already, for the corporate. So like now it's like, you know, like I think now it's time to put in the work for myself, and I got the training already. I can use all that corporate stuff into my own like art, because at the end of the day, like that's all I ever wanted, man. Since the beginning, it's like. You know, we start. I started my own like freelance art direction. That fucking quickly went south. You know what I mean? Like, bro, it's so hard to get clients, man. You know what I mean? I think it's one of the hardest things to get clients, especially as a new body in a new land. You know what I mean? Like, no one really knows who the fuck you are. You know what I mean? Trying to, you know, so that I'm trying to network and this and that. So I was like, you know what, bro? I need to go back to the corporate, and you know, and get something more stable, so I can finance myself and my work. You know what I mean, my artwork. So yeah, bro. So you know, it's still the process, bro. I'm enjoying the whole journey of creating art and exploring. Like, bro, I remember like there was a time where like taking a vacation like was weak for me, right? Meaning in a way like, you know, what if I go to a new place. Like I would like I won't feel excitement because I'm always thinking about work and this and that. The corporate work is, oh shit, I gotta get back in 2 weeks and this and that. But now, like I found that kind of kid again with like exploring, like different techniques in my paintings, even exploring new artists. You know what I mean? And like getting inspired by them and their story, bro. So I'm like I've been fascinated about like random shit lately, bro. Like even I went on my bike the other day. Just to go, I took my camera, and I went on my bike just to go take photographs of walls because I want to see like those textures. I want to see like the graffiti, and when once the graffiti gets buffed by paint, I want to see how that kind of like how it comes out. You know what I mean? So I was just taking pictures of every building in Malmo, dude, to see the textures, and I fucking printed them out, put them on my wall, and you know I have that as inspiration for like layering paint. You know, and just getting funky with it, bro. Just
Studying the
studying,
craft,
man.
bro. You gotta study, and like that's natural intrigue, you know. No one's paying you to do this, but it's fulfilling, it's rewarding, bro. So you gotta just hold on to this little chi that you got right now.
Yeah,
Hold on
bro.
to it and just fucking just get into it.